This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of what are known as naturally affordable homes in Metro Denver has dropped, even as home prices have cooled off. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The number of homes for sale in the Denver area under $500,000 has dropped so significantly that the Denver Metro Association of Realtors has quit paying attention to that price point. Here's the rub. Those are the homes that most in the area can actually afford. The current median home price is $595,000. Sales in the downtown Denver condo market have slowed, while demand for ranch homes in South Metro Denver has risen. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado Springs gets a new mayor today. Yemi Mobolade is sworn in at 10 a.m. This will be his first time in elected office. Mobolade replaces outgoing Mayor John Southers, who is term limited. Southers says it's been an honor and a privilege to lead his hometown.
And to have the opportunity at the latter stage of my career to serve 8 years as the mayor of this town and, I think, move it forward has been an incredibly satisfying experience.
Southers was born in Colorado and raised in the Springs. He's also served as Colorado's attorney general. The state is looking at getting rid of two ground-level railroad crossings on the border of Weld and Larimer counties. That's with the help of some federal funding. The State Department of Transportation will get up to $700,000 to study the feasibility of eliminating two crossings on U.S. 34. Statewide, there were 25 crashes involving trains in 2021, with 11 injuries and 2 deaths. This is CPR News.